Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on SMR discussed a recent study which evaluated if early whole body vibration therapy can improve neuromuscular control after anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction. Deficits in strength, proprioception, and postural control are often evident post-ACL reconstruction, and can last from 6 months to 4 years post-surgery. Whole body vibration therapy improves balance and postural control in many populations, and if introduced early after an ACL reconstruction, it may help avoid the previously mentioned deficit. Therefore, the purpose of this randomized trial was to compare the effectiveness of early whole body vibration therapy plus conventional rehab with isolated rehabilitation on knee proprioception, functional performance, postural control, and peak torque among 48 participants post-ACL surgery. The participants assigned to the whole body vibration therapy group started whole body vibration therapy 1 month post-ACL surgery and completed the treatment 2 times a week for 8 weeks. A blinded therapist assessed postural control, function, peak torque, and joint position sense at baseline, 3 months, and 6 months post-surgery. The group had similar position sense throughout the rehabilitation process. Whole body vibration therapy participants scored better in postural control tests with eyes closed at 3 and 6 months post-surgery, as well as generated greater peak torque at 6 months post-surgery in the quadriceps and hamstrings. Whole body vibration therapy participants also performed better during functional testing, including shuttle run and single leg hop test at 6 months post-surgery. Introducing early whole body vibration therapy along with traditional rehabilitation may improve patient outcomes at least to 6 months post-surgery. However, it is unclear whether or not this benefit is from the additional time the whole body vibration therapy group exercised compared with the control group or specifically the whole body vibration therapy. It would be interesting to continue to follow these participants out to later time points to see if they plateau earlier or have fewer complications in the long term. The authors admitted that one important limitation was not assessing patients' perceived outcomes and function. It would have been interesting to capture this information to see if one group suffered more feelings of pain, stiffness, or disability. Lastly, it would be interesting to see if whole body vibration therapy has any effect on return to play time frame, confidence, fear of re-injury, or performance overall. Despite these lingering questions, this trial provides some support for the short-term benefits of early whole body vibration therapy among patients after an ACL reconstruction. However, the use of whole body vibration therapy requires access to a machine capable of delivering this type of therapy. This past week, we also had two other posts on sportsmedres.org. This first post reported that delayed concussion diagnoses are preceded by a high number of impacts, whereas concussion diagnosed at the time of injury are associated with higher kinematic measures. And the second post is the release of a consensus statement from the Second International Consensus Conference on the Scapula. The consensus statement reviews gross anatomy, basic movement patterns in the shoulder, a definition of scapular dyskinesis, how the scapula is involved in shoulder injuries, the scapula in sports, as well as clinical assessment and management of the scapula. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media post included a study that examined patients with chronic and recurrent low back pain, which found that motor control exercises seem to be superior to several other treatments. We also reported a second study that found adolescent participants in high injury sports had 50% higher odds of non-medical use of prescription opiates than adolescents who did not participate in these types of sports. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.